Beyond the Shadows by Brent Weeks. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Copyright 2008 by Brent Weeks. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Orbit, a division of Little Brown Book Group, Limited, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Logan Gyre was sitting in the mud and blood of the battlefield of Pavil's Grove when Tara Grayson came to him. It was barely an hour since they'd routed the Caladorans when the monstrous Ferale, forged to devour Cenaria's army, had turned instead on its Caladoran masters. Logan had issued the orders that seemed most pressing, then dismissed everyone to join the revelries that were sweeping the Cenarian camp. Tara Grayson came to him alone. He was sitting on a low rock, heedless of the mud. His fine clothes were so spattered with blood and worse, they were a total loss anyway. Tara's dress, by contrast, was clean except for the lower fringe. She wore high shoes, but even those couldn't keep her entirely free of the thick mud. She stopped before him. He didn't stand. She pretended not to notice. He pretended not to notice that her bodyguards, unbloodied from battle, were hidden in the trees less than 100 paces away. Tara Grayson could have only one reason to come to him. She was wondering if she was still the queen. If Logan hadn't been so bone-weary, he would have been amused. Tara had come to him alone, as a show of vulnerability or fearlessness. "You were a hero today," she said. "You stopped the God King's beast. They're saying you killed him." Logan shook his head. He'd stabbed the Ferale, and then the God King had left it, but other men had given it more grievous wounds than he had. Something else had stopped the God King, not Logan. "You commanded it to destroy our enemies, and it did. You saved Cenaria." Logan shrugged. It already seemed long ago. "I guess the question is," Tara Grayson said, "did you save Cenaria for yourself? Or for all of us?" Logan spat at her feet. "Don't give me that horseshit, Tara. You think you're going to manipulate me? You've got nothing to offer. Nothing to threaten. You've got a question for me? Have a little respect and just fucking ask." Tara's back stiffened. Her chin lifted, and one hand twitched. But then she stopped. It was the hand twitch that captured Logan's attention. If she had raised her hand, was that the sign for her men to attack? Logan looked past her into the woods at the edge of the field. But the first thing he saw wasn't her men. He saw his own. Aegon's dogs, including two of the astoundingly talented archers Aegon had armed with Imuri bows and made witch hunters, had stealthily circled behind Tara's bodyguards. Both witch hunters had arrows nocked but not drawn. Both men had obviously taken care to stand where Logan could see them clearly, because none of the other dogs were clearly visible. One archer was alternately looking at Logan and at a target in the woods. Logan followed his eyes and saw Tara's hidden archer aiming at Logan, waiting for Tara's signal. The other witch hunter was staring at Tara Grayson's back. They were waiting for Logan's signal. Logan should have known his streetwise followers wouldn't leave him alone when Tara Grayson was near. He looked at Tara. She was slim.